Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Fire destroys a house in central Wichita. We've got the story.
Suspect arrested in killing of Wichita woman. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. The city of Wichita will put its name in the hat for federal funds to build a new water treatment plant.
Meeting a court mandate on Kansas schools is set to exceed $900 million. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Plenty of bottled water, some air conditioning or shade is going to come in handy again today, and that doesn't look like it will change anytime soon. Our forecast in a few minutes.
President Trump demands change on allied defense spending during his bilateral breakfast with Secretary General of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg.
We're going to have to do something because we're not going to put up with it. We can't put up with it, and it's inappropriate.
President said it was very inappropriate that Germany paid for a gas pipeline to Russia while neglecting defense costs.
A house appears to be a total loss after an overnight fire in central Wichita. Around 10:30 Tuesday night, first responders called to the 500 block of East OC. Battalion Chief Jim Wilson says one firefighter was treated for minor heat exhaustion.
There's different rules of thumb, but it's more important that they get hydrated the day before. And then when they're here, they just have to maintenance all day long. But they say you should at least have a gallon of water throughout the shift.
The resident was not at home at the time of that fire.
The Wichita City Council voted yesterday on whether to submit a letter of interest to the federal government to be considered for funds to help pay for a new water treatment plant.
If the city is approved, they will send in a formal application in 2019. The federal loan can finance up to 49% of the cost with state funds, rate increases, and other money used to help pay for the rest. The council passed a resolution 6-1 with Councilman James Clendenin the only no vote. The current water treatment plant was constructed in 1939 and needs to be replaced. The city provides drinkable water for about 500,000 people in the region. The plan calls for the new facility to be constructed at the existing site in northwest Wichita near 21st and Zoo Boulevard and is projected to cost over $500 million. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A top education official says Kansas would have to phase in another $364 million increase in public school funding over 5 years to comply with a recent Kansas Supreme Court order.
Deputy Education Commissioner Dale Dennis presented his calculations Tuesday to the State Board of Education. The state Supreme Court ruled last month that a new law phasing in a $548 million increase in school funding over 5 years isn't adequate under the state constitution, but it gave legislators until next spring to fix it. Under Dennis's calculation, the total increase would exceed $900 million. The court said the new law should have provided additional funds to cover inflation and noted that the average rate was 1.44% from the 2010-11 school year through 2016-17. Dennis used that average in his calculations. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
On the final day of June, 55-year-old Eula Duncan was found dead inside her apartment in southeast Wichita near Herrien Rock. Police officer Charlie Davidson says a suspect in this case is now in custody.
Officers located and arrested a 59-year-old male in reference to this incident, and he was booked into jail.
That suspect was arrested Monday evening in South Wichita. He's being held on $750,000 bond on suspicion of second-degree murder. Police believe Duncan and a man that she knew got into an argument that ended with him hitting her with an object. People knew about her injuries, but she did not come out of her apartment for several days before police were called to check on her.
President Trump's pick to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy has made his first appearance on Capitol Hill.
Republican leaders and President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh meeting Tuesday to set a strategy to help him navigate what is likely to be a heated confirmation process. Meanwhile, GOP moderate Maine Senator Susan Collins considered a key vote, says Kavanaugh is qualified. And Republican Policy Committee Chairman Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News at night,
I would expect in the end that this is a judge who's going to be confirmed, will be on the Supreme Court for a long time.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is hoping to lead his party in unanimously opposing Kavanaugh, as well as gaining the support of two Republicans to block his nomination by painting the nominee as a far-right extremist. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, now 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
A Wichita State shocker helps the Royals stop a long losing streak. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
Wichita police have a new violent crime hotline. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08. 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Wichita police are now staffing a new violent crimes hotline.
That phone number is 316-519-2282. It's 316-519-2282. And remember, our motto is see something, say something. If you see a crime, if you have information, please call that hotline. You will have an officer that will be responding to you.
Officer Paul Cruz says a man and woman were shot Sunday in southeast Wichita near Harry and Woodlawn. There were several witnesses present. He hopes some of them might call the new hotline with their information.
More tariffs are about to get slapped on the Chinese goods by the Trump administration. The Chinese are ready to fire back.
Fresh U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of goods imported from China expected to go into effect as soon as September. The Trump administration says the move is aimed at eliminating China's harmful industrial policies. China's Commerce Ministry firing back, saying the new tariff threat is unacceptable and that they will take necessary countermeasures. Last week, the Trump administration added a 25% tax to $34 billion in Chinese imports. China then imposed its own tariffs on $34 billion worth of U.S. imports. In Washington, Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
The dancing FBI agent whose gun went off while busting a move at a Denver nightclub gets a break from a judge.
Agent Chase Bishop will be getting his gun back after a judge approves a change to his release conditions. In June, Bishop's gun fell out of its holster after he did a backflip on the dance floor. It went off when he picked it up. A bystander was hit in the leg and was later treated and released. During Tuesday's hearing, Bishop's lawyer told the judge the FBI strongly encourages agents to carry their guns when they're off duty. Prosecutors didn't object, and the judge relented. Bishop is charged with assault in the shooting. Tom Bergotti, Fox News.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. And I'll tell you what, that music there, watching Jad do some of those moves, man, like John Travolta there, Jad.
Didn't try and do a flip, though.
Don't do that. No, sir.
No. Stalled out semi-truck westbound on Kellogg at Washington. Watch for the slowdown there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear start to the day, there are only so many ways you can say it will be hot, but that is the case again today, likely tomorrow into Friday and the weekend. The high this afternoon, 97, 75 overnight, and 98 tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, we're up to 79 degrees this morning. We've got a south wind at 5 miles per hour. And again, yesterday's high was 96. Today, we're looking for a high of 97 degrees. Today is July 11th, 2018. On this date in 1960, the novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee was first published. And I read that when I was in, I believe, ninth grade, when I read To Kill a Mockingbird. Then later, I saw the film after that, I'm sure. The film with Gregory Peck, To Kill a Mockingbird, on this date in 1960. All right, it's 8:11 now with Steve and Ted, and we have some interesting things going, transpiring in Brussels for the NATO summit. And Fox News Radio's Simon Owen is with us this morning from London. Good morning, Simon. Nice to have you with us here on a Wednesday morning. And this is obviously started out with some pretty good excitement going on there in Brussels, right?
Morning, yes, sir. Speaking to you from NATO's HQ here in Brussels, and the meeting is just getting underway. But as you say, before it even started, no shortage of feathers being ruffled, and the president restating his long-standing complaint that NATO member states, particularly those in Europe, need to spend more on defence. He says that the Europe is taking advantage of the United States and that the US is bearing an unfair share of the burden. But he's also launched a very public attack on Germany and its energy dealings, speaking about a recent gas and oil deal that Germany struck with Russia. And President Trump said that Germany is totally controlled by Russia. And among his meetings here, we think he's going to sit down one-on-one with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel later. So, yes, these used to be fairly routine events, but not anymore.
Does anybody ever really get in each other's face here when we were kids on the playground? Or is it just snide comments back and forth?
Well, I mean, I don't think there's anybody among the other leaders who express themselves quite in the way that President Trump does. You know, he acknowledged this morning that his complaint about burden sharing, the defense spending burden sharing, he acknowledged that that is not a new complaint. President Obama, President George W. Bush also mounted similar campaigns. But the delivery is different. It is much more blunt. At times, it's seemingly angry. Ahead of this meeting, the president sent strongly worded letters to a number of other leaders. And the president said this morning, no other president brought it up like I've brought it up. He suggested that his predecessors didn't understand this problem like he does. But he also claims that this disruptive approach is working. And indeed, NATO members are spending more on defense. But there is a question as to whether they're doing that because of a pressure that President Obama put on them in the final years of his presidency, or whether they're doing it because President Trump is really going hard at them.
You know, and NATO was founded, as I understand it, after World War II, and there was a possibility that Russia would mount some sort of a ground war and take over the rest of Europe. And I almost wonder sometimes whether it's still necessary. Now, my son, who is retired from the military and worked with NATO in Europe, you know, he's a big believer in NATO. It says that they do a great job. But, yeah, the president's just looking for a little bit of break for the American taxpayers, I guess, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, and there were some questions after the Cold War about, you know, where does NATO go from here? Because this is a group that's supposed to be focused on Russia. And then 9/11 happened, and the U.S. said, we've been attacked, we need NATO support. And this is the only time that NATO that clause of NATO's charter has been invoked was by America after 9/11, and all these countries sent their troops and they fought and died alongside American troops in Afghanistan. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, the head of NATO has said today he agrees with the president, the Europeans need to do more, but equally he said allies can have differences. He said there's nothing wrong with that, and it's about working together and accepting that you're stronger together. And there is a bit of a rub coming from some allies, notably the EU president, Donald Tusk, who is normally the biggest Donald in Brussels. And he said, the head of this meeting, that the US should appreciate its allies. He said, America does not have and will not have a better ally than Europe. And he said, dear America, appreciate your allies. After all, you don't have that many.
Oh, all right. Hey, listen, thanks for being with us this morning, Simon. As always, Fox News Radio, Simon Owen. I thought he was in London, but no, he's in Brussels with the big NATO meeting there, President Trump, and some harsh words. But he said, as they said, allies can disagree. Look at, do you study World War II and what Eisenhower had to deal with over there in getting the armies together for the invasion of Europe. A man with a python hidden inside an external hard drive was stopped from boarding a Florida plane headed to Barbados. The Miami Herald reports officers screening luggage at the Miami International Airport Sunday found an organic mass inside a checked bag. Transportation Security Administration spokeswoman Sari Koshitz says a bomb expert then examined the bag and found the live snake in the hard drive.
Yep.
Says the snake was obviously not an imminent terrorist threat, but its interception prevented a possible wildlife threat.
Yeah.
Passenger was fined. The snake was taken into custody by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services. Neither man nor snake made the flight. So no snake on that plane.
Come on now.
A distillery in England has apologized after developing a 75% proof vodka named for the toxic nerve agent Novichok. Bristol Dry Gin advertised the product on its Facebook page Saturday, 3 days after exposure to the nerve agent killed one person and made another critically ill in the town of Amesbury. In a statement, Bristol Dry Gin said Novichok Edition has been in development for some time, but admittedly, the timing of the release of this product may have lacked sensitivity. Yeah, so, you know, the folks in marketing apparently didn't know what was going on. Embarrassing.
Either that or they knew exactly what they were doing.
Well, they're getting some free.
You're talking about their product.
Yeah, and of course, Bristol Dry Gin. There you go. You're right.
You just mentioned it again.
We mentioned it again, free of charge. We don't charge for those kinds of mentions. Yesterday afternoon, my wife and I decided we'd had enough with our television set, that the picture kept blonking out and doing silly things. So we got a hold of the folks at Cox, and they said, well, that's probably, you got an old box. And I said, okay, fine. So I took it out to the place out northwest, and the young lady took one look at it, and I said, is that an old box? She said, that is an ancient box. Probably had it for, I don't know, 20 years or something.
Oh, my gosh.
So they fixed us up with two new boxes for our home.
Look at you.
Took them home. So all you got to do is plug them in. You know, you have to get coated wires and all this and that. So
right.
We did, you know. But still, we, between the two of us, it took us about an hour and a half to get both the televisions running properly, and then at least one phone call to technical help to do it.
Oh,
I mean, you know, it's, you know, you're dealing with different TVs and all. And VCRs, but we got it done.
Good for you.
And mostly because Shelley she can be a very determined person. Can I say that?
All right.
Could it be stubborn, or she's got to find the solution one way or the other? You know, I'm ready to give up and say, let's not watch TV anymore. But she says, no, I'm going to get this done.
That's not an option.
She took over. She got it done. Thanks to the Cox people.
All right.
We got that thing accomplished. 8:18 now, Steve and Ted. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. We're looking at the Kansas City Royals looking to get back on the winning side of things, right, Ted?
Well, it's been a while. A 10-game losing streak going into last night's game against the Minnesota Twins. But the Royals actually got some offense going. They scored more than 5 runs in a game for the first time since June 4th.
Wow.
And the pitching came through. The Royals bullpen, much maligned, got a huge lift last night from the former Wichita State Shocker, Brian Flynn, who had to come in out of the bullpen in the 4th inning to spell injured starter Ian Kennedy. Flynn got the job done. You heard the game last night on KFH.
He swings. It's a ground ball up the middle. Cut off by Mondesi to second one. First double play. And Mondesi went sliding on his knees up the middle to cut that off. And I tell you what, that's the third time in a week that he has taken a ball that was on its way to the outfield and just simply outran the ball. And he cut that ball off, sliding on his knees, a little backhand flip to Merrifield for a 6-4-3 double play. And for Brian Flynn, that is the 12th time he has gotten a double play. And he's a reliever. So Flynn has taken over the major league lead for double plays for a reliever with 12.
Nicely done. And the former Shocker also got the win in that game, only his second major league win ever. He went 4 innings, only gave up 1 hit, as the Royals beat the Twins 9-4 to snap that losing streak. The Royals are at Minnesota again. It's a day game today. Live pregame coverage begins at 11:30 this morning. Game will start a little after noon. Listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
What time does it start?
Coverage begins at 11:30
this morning. All right.
Tune in for the Royals and the Twins for a day game. Also a day game today we have in downtown Wichita as the Wingnuts take on the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks. Finishing up their series, that game will start at 11:05 this morning, less than 3 hours from now. Start time at Lawrence Dumont Stadium, as the Wingnuts are coming off an 8-3 win last night over the Redhawks. Wingnuts have won 3 out of their last 4. Today's game will mark the halfway point of the season for the Wingnuts. We have men's soccer postseason in Wichita tonight for the FC Wichita Men Conference Champions as they begin the NPSL playoffs. It's the Heartland Conference semifinals. FC Wichita hosting St. Louis Club Atletico at 7:30 tonight. That's at Trinity Academy in northeast Wichita. FC Wichita heading into the postseason is ranked number 14 among the 98 teams in the NPSL. Good luck to the FC Wichita men in the postseason starting tonight. Minor League Baseball, the Eastern League All-Star Game is tonight in Trenton, New Jersey. That's at the AA level. Sam Hilliard, the former Wichita State Shocker, is in the AA franchise of the Colorado Rockies, and he was in the finals of the Home Run Derby last night. Gave it a long go, hit a home run into the Delaware River out in right field before losing 11-9 in the finals to Davey Gruon, who won a case of Case's Pork Roll, another 6-pound pork roll, and a championship belt for winning the Home Run Derby last night.
Pork roll!
And as runner-up, I don't think Sam Hilliard got anything. I think he missed out on all the pork roll products.
Not even a pork sandwich or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, maybe a Gruon threw him a crumb there. I don't know.
Nice cold PBR or something?
Yeah,
like
we'll see how Sam does tonight in the Eastern League All-Star Game. Pro basketball, the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas, day 5 of competition yesterday. The Los Angeles Lakers in action, starting power forward. Former Kansas Jayhawks Svi Mykhailiuk had 3 three-pointers on his way to 9 points and 3 rebounds. Mykhailiuk trying to get that roster spot with the Lakers. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Opposition to Trump's Supreme Court nominee was predictable, says Sean. That's coming up, Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.